I feel so bad for my dog. She hurt her paw, so now she has to wear a cone. She can't even walk in the parade.
Aw, that's really too bad, but I'm sure she's glad that you're taking care of her. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's get started. When my friend Daniel was younger, he fell out of a tree and broke his arm. Wow, that hurt a lot. But our class helped him feel better by signing his cast. I think it cheered him up to see how everyone cared for him. Did you know that when you're hurting, Jesus is hurting with you too? He doesn't want to see you in pain, and he wants to help you get better, whether you broke a bone or whether someone you love broke your heart. 2 Corinthians 1 describes it like this. Jesus, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, comforts us in all our troubles. Well, here is our story for Sunday. It's called Clover and the Cone. When Alice got home from school and saw her dog wearing a plastic cone around her head, she rushed over and plopped down next to her on the floor. As Clover stared up at her with sad brown eyes, Alice felt like her heart might burst. Mom, she called, her voice catching, what happened to Clover? I'm sorry, Alice. I was going to text you and forgot. Clover is fine, but she stepped on a splintered piece of wood in the yard today and injured her paw. The vet bandaged it up, but she has to wear a cone so she won't lick it and cause the wound to become infected. But what about walking in the St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow? Asked Alice. Mom shook her head. I'm afraid she can't put much weight on that foot. Alice's eyes filled with tears. But she loves walking in the parade, and we even bought a bandana with green clovers on it for her to wear. Alice buried her face in her dog's soft fur. I'm so sorry this happened to you, Clover. Mom knelt down and rubbed Alice's back. Clover will be okay, Alice, but I'm sure it helps her to know you love her and want to comfort her. Alice sniffed. I know she hates wearing this cone, and her paw probably hurts too. Seeing her sad and in pain makes me feel that way, too. Mom nodded. It reminds me of something I read in my Bible this morning about Jesus' compassion for us. Sometimes when we're going through hard things, it can seem like God is distant and uncaring. But nothing is farther from the truth. Jesus promises to always be with those who trust in him, and he is with us when we're hurting. He knows how we feel because he experienced pain, sadness, and hardship too when he came to earth to die for our sins, and he comforts us in our troubles. Alice smiled down at her dog. Just like I want to comfort Clover. Her eyes suddenly lit up. Hey, Mom, instead of having Clover walk in the parade, could we pull her in the green wagon? I think that would cheer her up. Mom grinned. That's a great idea. So, what about you? Are you facing a difficult circumstance in your life? We may not always understand why God allows hard things to happen, but we know that Jesus understands our pain and promises to be with us in our struggles. He knows exactly what you're going through and how you feel, and he wants to comfort you and encourage you. Share your pain and sadness with him, knowing he cares about you. Our key verses today are 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus hurts with us. Do you know what Easter is all about? It's not about Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies. This year on Keys for Kids Radio's Best News Ever, discover why we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. Get the scoop on all of it at keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.